Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Sheriff's deputies and members of the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at several properties on Shively Flat Road this morning. Officers found more than 600 growing plants, firearms, and evidence consistent with drug sales activity. Three people were arrested, 65-year-old Jack E. Jones and 45-year-old Jack A. Jones, both of Shively, along with 51-year-old Malcolm Dollarhide of Rio Dell. The Joneses were arrested for cultivation and possession, along with being armed while in the commission of a felony and booked into county jail. Dollarhide was charged with cultivation and possession and released at the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Deputies from the Sheriff's Office, the County Drug Task Force, the Federal DEA, Fortuna Police, and U.S. Marshals served a search warrant at a residence in the 400 block of Francesco Way in Fortuna this morning and seized 52 marijuana plants. The warrant came about after complaints from neighbors, although no arrests were made at the scene. Officers contacted two adult females as well as three juveniles during their investigation, and the case will be referred to the DA's office for further action. Members of the Sheriff's Department's Community Response Team served a search warrant at a residence in Pequon yesterday. Deputies found nearly 600 growing plants, 39 pounds of processed weed, firearms, and 3 pounds of hash. There were no arrests made at the scene, but three individuals have been identified as having ties to the grow site, and warrants for their arrest are being sought. And again, anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. For the past 6 weeks, KINS News has turned its focus to disaster preparedness and fire safety, issues of importance to all residents of the North Coast threatened by earthquakes and wildfires. Humboldt State University is concerned about disaster preparedness as well, and the school will conduct preparedness classes throughout the month of September. Oddly enough, it's National Disaster Preparedness Month. The classes will focus on the task of members of the Community Emergency Response Team, preparing a disaster kit, food safety, earthquake preparedness, and a class for business owners on how to best respond during and after a natural disaster. The Redwood chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union will host a debate between the two candidates vying for the City of Eureka's second ward city council seat. Incumbent Linda Atkins and challenger Joe Bonino have both agreed to take part in the debate, which will be held at Eureka High School on Wednesday, September 12th, from 6 o'clock until 7:30 p.m. The debate will be moderated by Redwood ACLU Treasurer Peter Martin and will be televised live on cable access channel 11, directly from the Community Media Center at Eureka High. And fire crews are battling yet another wildfire, this one named the Happy Fire, north of Mad River and east of Route 1, where it intersects with Highway 36. A hotshot crew has been called in, along with heavy equipment and helicopters, to battle the fire, which is burning in stands of white fir with heavy underbrush. Fire crews are also battling the Stafford Fire, burning near Hayfork as well. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all the stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw the switch here and put... No, wait. No, I push... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical stuff. Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7, 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Law enforcement continues its crackdown on impaired and dangerous drivers this weekend with a pair of DUI checkpoints. Anthony Mantova has more.
The Humboldt Office of the California Highway Patrol will be conducting a driver license sobriety checkpoint tomorrow, somewhere within the unincorporated area of Humboldt County. Last year in California alone, over 200,000 drivers were arrested while driving impaired. The driver license sobriety checkpoint will be operated from 6 p.m. until 12 a.m. It's a similar story in Fortuna, as Fortuna police will run a DUI driver's license checkpoint of their own on Saturday. It's at an undisclosed location within the city limits, sometime between the hours of 8 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. The checkpoints are placed in locations that have the greatest opportunity for achieving drunk and drug driving deterrence and provide the greatest safety for officers and the public. As you may expect, drivers caught driving impaired can expect jail, license suspension, insurance increases, as well as fines, fees, DUI classes, court probation, and other expenses. Expenses that can reach or exceed $10,000.
And as a reminder to all the NFL fans out there, Eureka Broadcasting will once again feature the entire NFL season on Kika Thunder Country 101.5 for our California listeners. And for our friends in Crescent City in Southern Oregon, you can hear all the action on our Curry FM station 95.3. Check the websites kika101.com and curry953.com for schedules and game times. And that's the news on this Thursday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.